The bakers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western Theater, produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this more convenient time.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. And now, the Riders of the Purple Sage.
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride into town, where every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and toe when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine, because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound, to work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle off into town and mingle with all the friends I allow.
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride. To work and play with cattle, sweat and swear and paddle until payday rolls around. Payday rolls around.
Hello, friends. Well, I reckon that little number is a favorite with most everybody, except those who have to dig up the money to do the paying on payday. Well, here's a song with an entirely different mood, one of yearning and dreaming. We'd like to sing I Wonder Where You Are Tonight.
My heart is weary, wondering if I'm wrong or right, to dream about you though you left me. I wonder where you are tonight.
The rain is cold and slowly falls upon my window pane tonight, and though your love was even colder, I wonder where you are tonight.
of the Purple Sage get set for the next number, we'll take a little time out here to consider good Weber's bread and what makes it so good. Well, let's see now. Is Weber's bread good because it has a tender, smooth, brown crust? Yes, I guess that's part of the reason. Is Weber's bread good because its texture is creamy white and fine as silk? Well, that does have something to do with it, all right. And how about that home-baked fragrance you find sealed in with every loaf of Weber's bread? Yes, that's a point, too. But, folks, when you come right down to it, people prefer Weber's bread mostly because of its wonderful fresh-baked taste, its smooth, melt-in-your-mouth flavor. the way it has of tasting just the way good bread should taste. So, folks, try that flavor. Get in on the good eating. Buy Weber's bread tomorrow in the bright blue gingham wrapper at your store.
The riders of the Purple Sage have taken off their shoes now, for that's the only way to get the true spirit of a hillbilly arrangement. Here's the song, Cindy.
Wish I was an apple hanging on a tree, and every time Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. Cindy went preaching, she shouted and she squealed. Got so full of glory, she tore her stocking heel. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. Cindy, she met me at the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, feet all over the floor. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now.
This is a song dedicated to those who made the West, the 49ers. They traveled at the peril of their lives across unknown country, to the land we love best. For them we sing Over the Santa Fe Trail.
There's an old prairie schooner wending its way over the Santa Fe Trail, with its captain and crew pushing on, going through over the Santa Fe Trail. Anchors away at each break of day. Old Captain Kidd never bit that way. There's an old prairie schooner wending its way over the Santa Fe Trail.
Pioneering 49ers sailed away in mighty liners over the sagebrush sea. Sailed away to far-off lands, through the rolling, burning sands, out on the lone prairie.
Over the Santa Fe Trail. Over the Santa Fe Trail, anchors away at each break of day. Old Captain Kidd never did it that way. There's an old prairie schooner wending its way over the Santa Fe Trail.
Well, it's time now for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to tell us another of their adventures in the West. This week they've called their story Five Quarters. The West has been a paradise for adventurers almost since the beginning, when pirate ships and smugglers bootlegged luxuries along the western coast. There was the gold rush of 49, the silver bonanza of a little later, and, oh, the choice forms of skullduggery that took away a man's money in those days. You may think that sort of thing belongs to the past. Well, listen then to this. The riders of the Purple Sage made their way overland through ranch country into the Badlands toward the town of Ramshorn. They were carefree, happy. The day was their own to spend as they pleased.
Listen now, Johnny.
I've been tricked, swindled. I've been thinned or rigged and pettifogged.
Let's go. Somebody needs help.
The trap was sprung. I got my head cut off. They cleaned me. They deluded and conjured me. They sniggled my judgment.
Hey, Pete.
Foy.
What's going on here?
What's all the bawling for?
I've been robbed. I've been swindled. I've been...
All right, Pete. Let's not go through that again. Who robbed you?
I don't know. A young couple come out here a month ago. Strangers they was. I never saw them before. They offered me twice what that east section of my ranch was worth. and I sold it to them.
Well, I thought you said they did the robbing.
You ain't heard the whole story yet. Not an hour ago, what'd I see? But the woman walking down Main Street with the biggest gold nugget you ever laid your eyes on. She and her man had found it on my land. The land I sold them. They discovered a gold mine there. The biggest strike in the West since 49. I heard her tell folks that myself.
Well, Pete, you can't do anything now. You sold the land. It was a perfectly legitimate deal.
They didn't tell me there was a gold mine on it when they bought the land.
Well, what are you screaming about? You've never been able to use that east section for anything.
You're lucky you got twice what it was worth. You'd been lucky to get half what it was worth.
Well, they were just smarter than you, Pete, that's all.
They shot me. They whittled off my edge.
Hey, look at those guys come.
Maybe they heard Pete falling, too.
It's the sheriff. It's the sheriff. He'll take care of things.
Hey, Willie, I want you and your men to join my posse. We need help.
You bet, Sheriff.
We're out after a couple of gold mine swindlers.
Gold mine swindlers?
They bought a section of land near here 2 months ago. Now they're going around selling stock in a gold mine they claim was found on it.
My land! Them's the two that cheated me.
Well, maybe there is gold on the land, Sheriff.
There isn't any gold in these parts, Willie. Never has been. Furthermore, I've identified them from a police bulletin. Pair of smooth operators, D.J. Bullfinch, alias Vaney Vernon, and Nancy Malagapon, alias Nugget Nan. Not the first time they've been involved in an operation of this kind.
You sure you got them pegged right?
Positive. Buy up a piece of bad land. Month later, Vaney Vernon comes to town claiming he's discovered a rich vein of ore. A week following, Nugget Nan shows people a whopping big gold nugget she says she got from Vaney's vein. Then they go to work selling stock.
Them's the folks. That's exactly what they did.
Pete just saw the gal in town, Sheriff.
I've trailed her since then. She's headed this way.
She must be going back to my place, the place I sold him.
Lead the way, Pete. Let's nab them before they do any swindling around here. Follow me, man. Cover every foot of ground. Okay, let's not take any chances of them breaking and running. Hey, Willen, take Al and Johnny and come with me.
Right.
Better have our guns ready. Both Nugget Nan and Vaney Vernon got records from here to kingdom come. They'll fight.
Sounds like desperate criminals, huh?
They sure do. Well, I don't reckon they'll put up much of a fight when they see what they're facing, Sheriff.
Well, we'll soon know. This is the only way to get outlaws. Come prepared. Have a big enough force so they haven't got a chance.
Oh. Hello.
Why? Why, howdy, ma'am.
So many of you.
Well, I hate to trouble you, ma'am. I'm sheriff of this county, and all these men are my deputies. All of them.
My.
You must have come to the wrong place, boys.
Is there anything I can do for you, Sheriff?
Well, we'd heard some outlaws had taken over this place, trying to, and...
That's the woman, Sheriff. That's her.
What say?
Are you Nancy Malagathorn?
What if I am?
What? Nugget Nan!
You haven't got anything on me. We're legit. Both Vaney and I are legit now.
Where's Vaney Vernon? We want you both.
He's not here.
Where is he?
I don't know. He may be down at the mine.
There ain't any mine!
Oh, yes, there is. Straight south at the corner of this section. Vaney went down there this morning. I haven't seen him since. But don't try anything. We're legit now.
Hey, Willie, leave two of your men to guard this woman. The rest of us will go and get Vaney.
Al, Johnny, you watch things here.
Sure, you boy. Bet. You won't get away with us on the job.
Come on, boy. We'll nab them right now. All right, men. We're heading south. Follow me. Hey, hold it, Holder. There it is. There's the digging. Now we're on his trail.
With this digging, maybe they have discovered a mine.
Don't you believe it. They gotta dig some in order to sell stock. People want to see activity before they buy.
I'd be careful. This looks legal to me so far.
And it looked legal to all the folks who bought fake stock before in other territories they've been working. This is just a hole in the ground, nothing else.
Maybe you're right. I don't see anybody else around here.
Wait a minute. There he is. Come out from behind that rubble. We got you covered.
I don't see anybody.
This is your last chance, Vaney. Come out or I'll shoot. One, two, three. You've had your chance.
Hey, Sheriff, wait a minute. That ain't no man. That's a rabbit.
What, say?
Look at it go.
What the tracks leading there was made by a man. He must have gone on. Come on, men. We found his this trail. This way. Follow me.
Hello?
Huh? What'd you say, ma'am?
Hello.
Hello?
Gee.
You boys are so glum, I thought I ought to try and cheer you up.
Ann, why don't you give up this sort of a life?
Well, I'm perfectly legal.
Just don't pay. You're such a pretty gal, too.
Now, watch it, Johnny. We're guarding, not girling.
That's an awfully nice compliment, Johnny. As a reward, I think I'll go out and get you boys a glass of root beer.
Gee, that'll be fine. I like root beer.
No, you don't, Nan. Keep sitting right where you are.
Oh, Al, we might as well do something to kill time.
No, sir, this is Nugget Nan. The sheriff says her and Vinny have got records a mile long. Why, she's as apt not to put pudding in that root beer.
Such a thing to say.
I'll go to the kitchen with her. I'll watch to see she don't.
Will that be all right, Al? Will it?
Don't you worry, none. I'll watch every move she makes.
Well, hurry, won't we, Johnny?
You like root beer. You know you do, Al.
I hope I can find a bottle opener.
Oh, never mind. I'll just snap the top off with my bare hand.
Johnny, now that we're alone, I've got to confess something.
You have?
This getting you to come out here was just an excuse.
You mean you ain't got any root beer?
You, well... Oh, Johnny, I know I can trust you.
Gee.
I know that you're the kind of a man I can tell things to.
Gee. You go right ahead, Nan.
I'm afraid of him. Al, the way he looks at me, well, it's sort of an insult.
You mean Al has been
here's,
looking
here
at...
Here the beer is, Johnny.
That varmint?
Well, when we go back, you sit near me, will you, Johnny? As protection.
You bet I will. I'll stay right by your side, Nan. As a matter of fact, that owl is pretty much of a dog when it comes to gals. But don't you worry. I'll protect you.
You ain't been waiting. Hey, look. There's a hat on the ground.
Just a minute. I'll get it.
It must be his. Any Vernon must have lost it trying to get away.
Here you are, Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Initials in the sweatband. VKB. Vernon K. Bullfinch. Veiny Vernon. We're on this trail.
There's something else in the sweatband, too, Sheriff.
You're right. A paper. Four names on it. Robert Davis, John Heitzman, Allie Stover, M.W. Fremont. Foy, this paper shows each of these four men have bought a 25% interest in that hole we found. This is the evidence we want. We're closing in on the men. Let's finish the job. Follow me.
Hey, Johnny, what's the matter with you?
Al, I suggest you look in some other direction.
What do you mean, look in some other direction?
Just what I said. Don't keep looking this way.
Now, boy.
What's come over you the last couple of minutes, Johnny?
Nothing's come over me.
Al, you've hardly touched your root beer.
No, ma'am. Root beer ain't exactly a favorite of mine.
It's going to take the sheriff a little while to find Vaney, so we may as well be comfortable. If there's anything you would like, Al, you let me know, won't you?
Look the other way, Al.
You're not such a bad gal at that, man.
Oh, thank you.
Varmint?
Darn nice, in fact.
Johnny boy, I wonder if you'd do me a little favor.
Anything, Nan. Just anything.
Get me some more root beer.
Well, do you think everything will be all right here? I mean...
Well, you'll only be gone a few minutes.
All right. I'll hurry as fast as I can.
I can't understand what's come over that, Johnny.
Al.
Huh?
Well, you seem to be the kind of a man a girl just naturally wants to confide in. She can't help herself.
Well, gee.
I sent Johnny out of the room on purpose. Yeah. I don't really want more root beer. That was just an excuse.
Oh, well.
I wanted to talk to you alone.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Al, is there anything you can do about Johnny?
Hey, you notice something too, huh?
The way he keeps staring at me, Al, it's sort of an insult.
Why, that hound?
He seems to sit there just so he can stare. I thought maybe if you'd move over by me, I'd feel protected.
Well, you bet I will, Nan. I'll be glad to protect you.
Thanks, Al. I feel much better already.
Seems a shame for the sheriff to put a gal like you to all this worry.
I know.
Here's your... Hey, Al, you're sitting in my place.
Yeah, these seats ain't reserved, bud.
I've been sitting there for a reason.
I know darn well you have. That's why I took over.
I'm protecting Nan.
What from, your stares?
No, your looks.
What's the matter with my look?
They're insulting to her.
Say that again and I'll pop you.
Your looks are...
My looks are no worse than your stare.
Your looks would insult any real lady.
That does it.
Oh, hit me, will you?
By golly, he wants another one.
I'll protect you, Nan.
Yeah?
Oh, not that.
You sure that's him, Sheriff?
Ain't got no hat, has he? Get it, boys! Rope him! Hey, now you're doing it! They got him, boys! They got Benny Burton!
Take it easy, Sheriff.
Hey, bring him here! I'd recognize that hombre anywhere. His picture was in the bulletin I got.
Let's not take any chances,
Luke. We won't take any chances. Hey, where's Pete? Pete sold him the land. Pete can identify him. Hey, Pete!
I don't think Pete is with us now, Sheriff. I haven't seen him since we left the place that's supposed to be the mine.
Well, don't make any difference. We'll take Vaney with us while we get Nugget and Ann. Then we'll ride both of them down to jail. Come on, men. The job is almost done. All of it. Yeah, right in here, Willie. Let's get the girl.
Al, Johnny.
Where are they?
Al, where are you? Johnny?
Well, there they are, on the floor.
Unconscious, knocked out. Well, both of them have been knocked out.
And the girl's gone. Let's go. Alex, she kind of gotten far, even if she did overcome your two men. She's a bad one, that girl. There, Roper. Roper there, Henry. Doctor. How big are they? I tell you, Willing, this is the only way to catch outlaws. Get our force big enough so they haven't got a chance.
You'll be sorry for this. Vaney and I are legit.
Let's go, boys. Follow me.
Sheriff! Gold!
Hold it, Sheriff.
Gold! They struck gold!
What's that, Pete?
Gold, the richest vein of gold I ever saw. Right on the land of Solder, my investigated myself.
Gold!
I told you Vaney and I were legit.
Biggest bonanza in the world. Hats full of gold.
Well, Sheriff?
Turn them loose, boys. Turn them loose. Black day. Blackest day I ever had.
Al, I'm ashamed of you and Johnny. Letting a gal as small as Nugget Nan beat you up.
Oh, Nan didn't beat us up, boy. We beat each other up.
She hornswoggled us, boy.
We got in a fight over her. Gee, she was sweet.
Oh, wonderful gal.
Blackest day in 40 years.
Mighty good day for me.
Good day? It's as black as...
Not for me. I bought a quarter interest in the mine. Made money even though...
You got a quarter interest in the mine, Pete?
Yes, sir. And you fellas...
Hold it. Four other men of each bought a quarter interest in that mine. Sheriff, the paper we found...
But there's only four quarters in a whole mine, Willie. There's only four quarters in anything.
But Vaney Vernon and Nugget Nan have sold five.
Crooks, outlaws, swindlers. Come on, men. I knew it all the time. Let's get on the trail. Follow me. Okay.
Folks, did you ever see anybody smack their lips over a loaf of bread? The way they do over roast turkey or baked ham? It would be unusual, wouldn't it? Considering that you eat bread every day. Yet some people must smack their lips over Weber's bread because this plump, fresh loaf and the bright blue gingham wrapper actually gets fan mail. Now, letters come in all the time praising the appetizing softness, the new baked flavor, the fragrance of Weber's bread. We're amazed, frankly, but we're happy, too, because people who eat Weber's bread say the same things about it that we do. It has a fresh aroma, a fresh texture, a fresh flavor. It pleases the family. It's good eating anytime, at meals or in between. It's the kind of bread you think of when you remember Grandma's best home-baked bread. So, folks, why not treat yourself and the family to a loaf of good Weber's bread soon? You'll beam over that flavor. And who can tell? You may even write letters about it.
There's music which describes a feeling better than words or pictures ever could. Such music has been written for the West, too. So each week we select one of the really fine songs of the West, and the writers of the Purple Sage present it as music that carries on the traditions and spirit of the West. Today they've chosen Cowboy's Heaven.
Oh, Vaney and I will be
Tonight I'm a tired, weary cowboy. I've been in the saddle all day, searching the hills and the valleys for cattle that stray. Tired and leg weary, his feet are broken and sore. But someday our work will be over, and we'll ride on that other shore. Straight up in the sky, watching the bright stars a twinkle away up there on high. Seems sometimes maybe they see us, and maybe they souls of cowpunchers who have gone to that promised land.
Well, that about ends this performance of All-Star Western Theater, friends. We hope you enjoyed yourselves and will drop around next week. Before we go, we'd like to thank Herb Butterfield, Daphne Drake, and Fred Howard for their excellent work in helping us tell our story. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, and Lou Preston, the riders of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to all of you.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western.
From Hollywood, you've heard your All-Star Western Theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great western singers, Foy Willing and the riders of the Purple Sage. The script was by Ray Wilson, direction by Scott Farnworth. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking.
Your All-Star Western Theater has been transcribed and presented by the bakers of that good Weber's bread. Friends, be sure to listen in again next Saturday night at 8:30 for another All-Star Western Theater. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.